All right, what's up, fam? Thank you for coming on the show. I really appreciate you coming on here to talk to us and share your gift. The show is called I Ain't Got a Talent. It goes back to when I didn't think I had a talent, or I kind of like looked down on my gift. And that's where the whole name for the show came from. So, Kiera Jones, thank you for coming on the show.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
Yes. So let's get right into it. So let's talk about your gift. What's your gift?
So I have the gift of encouragement. God has given me the gift of photography as well as healing people through photography. And I just have a gift of just natural connection with people. Like, I just love interacting with people. Like, they're always receiving some type of healing information when I'm interacting with them.
So let's talk about, now I know you mentioned three gifts. I hear you say through photography, it's like two gifts working together. It's the healing, encouragement, through photography. But let's get into photography. When did you first start noticing like that you wanted to do it, or that you had that gift or that passion?
I have always been one that takes all pictures. Like I'm telling you, everybody's like, Key, take my picture, I want you to take it. Or I have people that go through photo shoot sessions and they're just like, I wish you was here to take my picture. So it's just something I always love.
Yeah. So when did you first start noticing, like, I want to do this?
When COVID happened and everybody was losing their jobs, so I was just like, I better find a backup. And I was just like, okay, what is this something I can do that I really enjoy, and tapping into my passion was it.
Wow.
I brought my equipment and I was just like, all right, let's get to it.
Wow. So COVID kind of like, kind of pushed you into it a little bit.
Yeah, I feel like COVID pushed a lot of people out of their comfort zone. For sure.
Yeah. It's still, when I think about COVID, I'm like, wow, that was 2020. It's 2023 now. Like, I don't want to forget, like, we was wearing masks every day, or, you know.
I'm still wearing my mask.
Yeah. But, you know, it was more common, like, in the stores. I remember going to the stores when hardly no cars out. It's a blessing, though.
We live through history.
Right. It's a blessing.
It's so many things that have happened during that time, losing a lot of people, as well as, like we said, tapping into your passions. Like leveling up.
I think a lot of social media influencers came out. And, you know, I know, too, it brought some things to the forefront, important stuff. You know what I mean?
I agree. I was thinking when COVID happened, it had us sit with ourselves, realizing what are some things that we had to work on internally. Because when you're in life, it's like you're constantly on a go, moving from A, B, C, D, etc., and at this time, it's like sit us down. Where it was just like, okay, you can never avoid the things that you're experiencing. It was just like no time for avoidance. I would just say that. It was real.
I ain't allowed to keep you busy.
Exactly. You know, and you had to sit with yourself. Like at the end of the day, you waking up to yourself, sleeping to yourself. Like it was just those thoughts, man. It was a lot of reflection, self-evaluating the things that we had to work on internally.
So at that time, did you get your first gig during COVID? I say professional.
No, I didn't.
Not yet? Okay, when then?
No, so I didn't initially launch myself until last year, February.
Okay.
So I had this equipment, I was taking pictures, but I just didn't put myself out there.
Gotcha. Wow. So it took a little bit for you to launch yourself out there. So what finally gave you that motivation?
Honestly, having a good support system. People like, what you ain't on, Key? It's another year that went by. You know, what you gonna do?
Yeah.
So it was just like, okay, come up with a plan. And February was it. And then through social media, I would have a lot of times where I would just, you know, pull away from social media and just do it without it, because it would just be very toxic at times. But it can be really beneficial as well, you know, keeping in contact with your friends, being able to see things that's inspiring, motivational, things of that such. So I would go like missing an action on social media. I was just like 6 months, like not even popping up. And then all of a sudden I say, you know what? It's either you gonna allow your passion to hit you, or you're gonna continue to run, and it's still gonna be in the back of your head. So you can't avoid your gifts.
Just keep nagging at you. Like, hey, you better use me. Wow. So when you was a kid, did you ever think about doing photography? Did it ever cross your mind?
Or a teenager? I always thought about it.
Really?
But my thing really was wanting to be a doctor, but the Lord put me inside of the social work film.
Wow.
Not film, but the field.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
So did you take steps towards being a doctor?
I was in college and I was going to be a pediatrician. I was discouraged by one of the counselors. They said, if you ain't good in math, you ain't good in science, you're going to fail. So I got discouraged and went a different route. So I prayed and prayed, and then the Lord allowed me to run into a field that I'm still able to be in a human service profession. So being able to help people, support people, encourage people, being around a youth, you know, pouring into the community, I was still able to do that through that. So that really, that was a good feeling. It was comforting.
Now, hold on. Now, you said you was going to be a pediatrician, right?
Yes.
What? I never knew you needed math to be a pediatrician.
Man, you need math to make loaves of bread. Man.
What level of math you need to be a pediatrician? Count the clients? Like, what? Like, wow, I never knew that. Mm-hmm. What kind of things have you done with photography so far? I know you said you started not too long ago. What kind of events or shows?
I've done bridal showers. Yeah. Family reunions. I believe I did one for you too, cuz. Yes, that beautiful ceremony. I've done a lot of portraits. A lot of my photography has been through friends, you know, and then it's word of mouth from there.
Yeah.
So branding shoots, portraits, family images. My goal is to do weddings, engagements, couples, as well as families.
Okay, so that's where you want to focus. That's where you want to put your focus at.
Yes.
That's cool. So when you're taking pictures, you know, you're doing photography, do you have a creative process?
Yes. See, the thing is, people think that anybody can be a photographer. Mm-hmm. Photographer comes with strategizing. But I look at photography as really personal. You know, connecting, building that rapport, getting to know your clients, what they like, what's complimenting to their body, taking them out of their comfort zones, unfamiliarity. So it's all about connecting with the client, building that relationship. That's really important, being authentic, being real. You know, I could be hyped, like, okay, look at you, you look good. And I always receive that positive feedback. Like, man, it was an amazing experience. I had fun, I learned a lot. But photography comes with more than just taking a picture. So building relationship, learning your equipment. And you never know, anything can happen. It can start raining, the sun go down. Now all of a sudden you gotta change your settings. And at the time you have to realize, okay, we on the clock. You know, time is money. So we wanna make sure that we stand within a plan.
Okay. I try to ask everybody this. Have you ever devalued your gift?
All the time.
Yeah, yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
When I hear that, it's like you not knowing what God created you to do. You being a little too humble, you know, you sleeping on your gifts. And time is going by. Another year that went by. I feel as if a lot of us have hit that point where we were sleeping on what we were created to do. And then something hit us, and it was just like, okay, it wakes us up. It's like an awakening.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. I was thinking about this recently. I'm like, you know, just thinking about the world, how it is today. And I'm like, man, how many people are really like doing, even if it's not like a career, but maybe you're doing something on the side or you're doing something with that gift, with that passion that you have inside. How many people are really doing this? I don't know. And it's people that haven't discovered the gift or not walking in that gift yet.
I think it's so many factors that fall behind that. Something that comes to mind when I was listening to you is that it's so much to be against us, right? We don't want to use that as an excuse, but you have to look at the environment, the resources, the support system. A lot of people want to go into doing their passion, but sometimes you need that quick money.
Oh, yeah, I know.
So it's like your passion, your needs, your wants, your desires, all of that all into one. But the thing is, it's like prioritizing. Like, while I would love to go to school, but I have to support my kids. Or I'm trying to just eat. I'm trying to survive. You know, pay bills. It's hard out here. That's why so many people working 2, 3, 5 jobs.
Yeah, yeah.
Things are constantly going up, and we're constantly being paid the same price.
And that's another point I wanted to make too, is in the world we live in, I don't think it's been promoted to like follow your dream, follow your passion as much as it should be. You know what I mean? I think about students right out of high school. I can go make this much money at Amazon right now, or I can go make this much money here. I guess they're not thinking about the long run.
Yes, what they call us, the hot and ready generation. People don't want to wait. People want something quick and fast.
Nah.
So it's a process, and it's all a mentality. I feel as if it's a lot of people that have been promoting it, but it's just like, what are you surrounding yourself around? What material resources, like, what's your circle look like?
Yeah.
So it's out there. People wrote so many books about success, how to get there. So it's things that's out there. You know, are you willing to seek to get where you want to be?
Yeah. And even if it's little by little, right, it ain't got to be, let me take four classes this semester to, you know, follow my dream. I can take one. You know what I mean? And keep going. I can take one next semester. You know, especially like you said, you mentioned people with kids. Maybe just taking maybe one class at a time will help. And I saw something, I'm gonna say this too real quick. It was talking about these different things that they don't seem to cost nothing, but I remember it saying Netflix costs you your focus or something like that.
Oh yeah.
Or costs you your time. Because, you know, we can binge watch for so long and you know, these people who already made making their money, you know. Mm-hmm. Or, they walking and they give, they acting. So, and I ain't saying nothing wrong with watching TV. I like to watch TV and movies, but like, man, how much time is enough to spend, you know, a week or whatever in a day? You know what I mean?
The three things that us as humans lack, and it's something I'm still working on within myself, discipline, consistency, and focus.
Consistency, that discipline, because you talking good.
Man, I wish we had more time.
You know,
this has been a pleasure. I'm honored to be the chosen one.
I appreciate you being on here. You know, we had to get some technical difficulties out the way at first, but we got it done. So before we get off, can you share your social media information? You know, if someone wants to book you, can you share all that? Yeah, put that out there.
Keys Unlocking Memories. K-I-S Unlocking Memories. On Instagram as well as on Facebook.
Okay, okay. And is that connected to an email too?
Yes. Keys Unlocking Memories at gmail.com.
Cool, cool.
So K-I-S-U-N-L-O-C-K-I-N-G Memories. That's the Instagram and Facebook at gmail.com.
Cool.
Boom.
Alright, alright. Hey. This is I Ain't Got a Talent. Peace.
Good looks.